Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to Squawk 7000's weekly roundup of aviation news from Ireland, brought to you in partnership with flyinginireland.com and pilot.ie for the week starting September 18th. Remember to subscribe and to keep us your top choice for Ireland's aviation news, delivering news to your device every Monday morning. And don't forget, you can also ask your smart speaker, Alexa or Google, to play Squawk 7000. I'm Michael Cummin. The headlines this week: multiple aviation events, including the breakfast fly-in at Birr, face postponement due to unfavourable weather conditions. The Irish Aviation Authority criticises a drone operator in Clonmel for breaching privacy and posing flight safety risks after a road collision, underscoring violations of drone regulations. Michael O'Leary, Ryanair's CEO, criticises night flight planning restrictions at Dublin Airport and proposes the Dublin Airport Authority's acquisition of adjacent land for expansion, emphasising the need for competitive pricing. The Ulster Aviation Society receives a prized Hawk aircraft as a gift from the Red Arrows, enhancing their collection and furthering their commitment to aviation history. And Aer Lingus partners with Nobox Recruitment to initiate a recruitment drive aimed to hire over 200 cabin crew members, aligning with the airline's workforce diversification strategy. Once again, the weather hasn't cooperated with general aviation as more events were postponed this weekend, including the breakfast fly-in at Birr on Sunday. The organisers raising funds to assist with Laura Russell's participation to become the first Irish woman to compete at the World Advanced Aerobatic Championships. They'll take place in Nevada from October 24th to November 4th. And as soon as a new date for the fly-in is announced, we'll share it here on Squawk 7000 and on flyinginireland.com. Bristow Ireland Limited is set to take over the Irish Coast Guard search and rescue contract from CHC Ireland, starting in phases from October 24th. Bristow is committed to engaging with unions to ensure a smooth transfer of staff from the current operator. The Department of Transport supports their transition, aiming for an organised and gradual shift to the new aviation service over the next 24 months. The actions of a drone operator at Mountain Road, Clonmel, County Tipperary last week at a road collision were an invasion of privacy and posed a flight safety risk. This is according to a statement issued by the IAA. This activity, they say, is also in direct contravention of the drone regulations. By European regulation, remote pilots and drone operators are required to avoid areas where an emergency response effort is ongoing. This is a safety critical issue, as it could hinder possible aerial support and protect the privacy rights of persons involved in the emergency. An IAA investigation has commenced and they are in contact with An Garda Síochána. Ryanair's CEO Michael O'Leary criticised planning restrictions on night flights at Dublin Airport, labelling them as nonsense. He suggests that the Dublin Airport Authority should purchase 260 acres of private land between runways currently up for sale, but Ryanair itself isn't interested in acquiring it. O'Leary believes it's in Ireland's interest for DAA to buy the land and is crucial for the possibility of being used for expensive car parking instead of airport expansion. He also highlights that Dublin Airport is comparatively expensive and should price itself accordingly, disputing comparisons to major international hubs like Heathrow. O'Leary expects softer pricing in winter due to economic factors like inflation and higher mortgage bills, emphasising the need for competitive pricing to keep people flying. Additionally, shareholders at the Ryanair AGM support the airline's plan to order 300 new aircraft from Boeing, aiming to lower airfares, reduce fuel consumption and boost passenger numbers. The Ulster Aviation Society received a prized Hawk aircraft from the renowned Red Arrows aerobatic team as a gift from the Royal Air Force. The Hawk, painted in the iconic scarlet of the Red Arrows, is a highly sought-after donation due to its popularity. Ray Burrows, chairman of the Ulster Aviation Society, expressed immense excitement about unveiling the Hawk at the European Heritage Open Days. The donation is particularly rare as the Royal Air Force has few Hawks that are no longer in active service, and these are usually directed to major national air museums. Ray Burrows conveyed their gratitude to the RAF Heritage for the exceptional gift. The Ulster Aviation Museum, known for its dedicated volunteers and a history spanning over half a century, is highly regarded. A significant Royal Award further affirmed their reputation, with Air Marshal Harvey Smith, a former RAF officer and Ulsterman from Donnacluny, as their patron. The museum continues to thrive and makes strides in the aviation world. Aer Lingus, in partnership with Nobox Recruitment, is launching a recruitment drive to hire 200-plus cabin crew members, aligning with the airline's commitment to diversity in its workforce. The successful candidates will undergo a six-week paid training program at Aer Lingus's Training Academy in Dublin, covering short-haul and long-haul flight operations. Training, scheduled from January to May 2024, coincides with the airline's busy summer flight schedule. Applicants need to meet specific eligibility criteria, including age, language proficiency, travel permissions, and customer service experience. The IAA is consulting on future funding arrangements. The consultation focuses on the principles the IAA should follow when setting fees, charges, and levies to generate revenue. They invite observations from all interested parties, and comments should be sent to consultation@iaa.ie by 5 o'clock on October 6th next. Ryanair, on September 14th, called on NATS CEO Martin Rolfe to resign following further UK ATC staff shortages, causing disruption for flights to and from Gatwick Airport that day. This was the third time in 2 weeks that flights to and from Gatwick have suffered disruptions due to NATS ongoing staff shortages. And we'll take a short break, back with more news in just a moment.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Atlantic Flight Training Academy held an open day this weekend at Waterford Airport. Visitors got insights into the range of pilot training programs they offer, including the Ryanair, ASL and Globair mentored programs and modular training options. Meanwhile, Simtech Aviation invites potential MCC and APS students to join them for an online presentation next Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock to learn about their EASA, APS, MCC and JOC courses and the UK CA APS MCC training courses. There'll also be an opportunity to meet with some of their pilot graduates who'll share their stories and insights. Dublin-based Emerald Airlines pilots operating Aer Lingus regional services have supported a new labour agreement with the Forsa trade union. A potential strike was averted through negotiations involving 52 of 90 Irish Airline Pilots Association pilots. The deal focuses on union recognition and discussion for a collective labour agreement covering pilot compensation and employment terms. This move is seen as a positive step for improved industrial relations at Emerald Airlines, which holds a 10-year contract for Aer Lingus regional services. And Aer Lingus faced over €2 million extra in expenses last week due to pilots' reluctance to work beyond regular hours, attributed to dissatisfaction with pay and sick leave terms. The airline warned the Forsa trade union about potential actions, asserting as industrial action. However, Forsa denied any industrial action involvement by its pilot members. Aer Lingus COO Adrian Dunn communicated the impact of this alleged non-cooperation, including flight cancellations and disruption, leading to significant financial losses. The disruption has caused distress to passengers and additional strain on the airline's team, according to Aer Lingus. The airline clarified its usual procedures for dealing with occasional flight delays and pilots refused to operate outside standard working conditions, highlighting a departure from typical levels of cooperation since September 8th. Forsa maintained that no sanctioned industrial action had taken place. In June, Belfast International Airport saw a surge of 112,000 additional passengers with the return of Ryanair, which has resumed operations in March after a 17-month break. By June, Ryanair had 16 routes in operation. The UK Civil Aviation Authority, the CAA, data indicates a notable impact on passenger numbers at the airport, which saw a 24% increase year-on-year to 591,027 passengers. This increase marked the airport's highest count since June of 2019. EasyJet, a key airline for the airport, also increased its operations by adding an eighth aircraft at the beginning of the summer. Additionally, Belfast City Airport experienced a robust start to the summer season, with a 27% year-on-year rise in passenger numbers to 178,000 in June, nearly 38,000 more compared to June 2022. Ryanair has launched its winter 2023-24 schedule for Cork Airport with 23 routes, including 5 new routes to Barcelona, Fuerteventura, Paris, Seville and Treviso, and increased frequencies on another 6 winter sun routes to Faro, Gran Canaria, Lanzarote, Malaga, Rome and Tenerife. Ryanair will base 1 additional Boeing 737 aircraft at Cork, 3 in total for the winter 2023-24, and another €100 million investment, creating over 30 new highly paid jobs for pilots, cabin crew and engineers. And if you're a general aviation pilot in Ireland, you may be interested in an article on flyinginireland.com's website, looking for your comments and opinions. The article by Kevin Swords discusses changes in pilot licensing requirements by the European Union Aviation Safety Agency, EASA, effective June 20th, 2022. Pilots residing in the EU must now hold an EASA Part FCL license to fly any aircraft except those specified in Annex 1 of the EU Basic Regulations. The article presents arguments questioning the need for additional EASA licensing for third country pilots residing in the EU and flying third country registered aircraft within EU airspace. And you can read the article and comment on it in full on flyinginireland.com. SMBC Aviation Capital and Boeing have announced an order for an additional 25 Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. The order takes the international aircraft leasing company's firm orders for the aircraft to 81, with the additional 25 aircraft valued at over $3.7 billion at current list prices. The other aircraft ordered are scheduled for delivery in 2028 and 2029. And during this month of September, Aer Lingus is adding leased Airbus A330-300 aircraft from Privilege style, mainly operating on services to and from Spain. The planned lease A330 operations are as follows: Dublin-Barcelona on the EI-562-631 daily, and Dublin-Lanzarote on the 778, 779 and 1779 daily. The airline temporarily leased Airbus A330-200 aircraft from Wamos Air, which operate the Dublin-Washington Dulles route between the 14th of August and the 3rd of September. Ireland West Airport announced its membership of the Global Hidden Disabilities Sunflower Network recently. Passengers with non-visible disabilities who opt to display the sunflower symbol can obtain a complimentary sunflower lanyard at the customer assistance desk within the airport terminal. Ireland West Airport is the first Irish airport to join the network. The Sunflower Initiative, initially introduced at London's Gatwick Airport in 2016, has gained recognition in over 220 international airports worldwide. It offers passengers a subtle way to indicate that they may require assistance, understanding, or extra time during their airport journey, either a check-in, security screening, or boarding the aircraft. All airport staff have been trained to identify the sunflower symbol and offer support and aid to individuals wearing it. And with so many events subject to weather cancellations, we would once again like to mention an event planned for next weekend and hope the weather holds for the Irish Hot Air Ballooning Championships, which will occur over Tullamore in County Offaly from the 23rd to the 29th of September. All launch sites will be confirmed nearer to the event, but flights will take place over the town of Tullamore throughout the week, weather permitting. Remember, if you have aviation news you'd like to share, include us in your news emails and send your stories to news@squawk7000.ie. And remember too that we have over 135 episodes of Squawk 7000 in the library, including our summer series of extended interviews with people from the world of aviation. That's Squawk 7000 for this week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.